invite Christ into our lives, we become a superhero. We're going to lay that out for you this morning. But we're going to start by talking about one, we're going to refer to one certain superhero that's kind of big right now. Captain America, has anybody heard of Captain America? He's got like, I don't know how many movies out now. He's in everything. So we're going to start there. The story of Captain America really is the story of Steve Rogers. And Steve Rogers was just a skinny kid from Brooklyn. He was scrawny and he was sickly. He volunteered for a top secret military experiment called Operation Rebirth. Remember that, Rebirth. He was chosen because of his altruistic and patriotic heart. Steve was injected with a special serum and bombarded with Vita rays, which transformed him from a frail young man to the peak of human perfection. The super soldier, Captain America, imbued and enhanced with strength, speed, and agility, he became the sentinel of liberty as he defended freedom from the Nazis.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Isaiah 12:2. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation.
Our salvation is our special serum. It's what gives us our special attributes, our strength, our speed. Our super serum is our salvation when we allow God to come in and give us a new life. When we are rebirthed in Christ, we become the super soldier called a Christian. After he was injected and turned into Captain America, Steve had to be equipped to make his new powers effective. If he didn't, what kind of soldier would he be? Not a very good one. So just like the Bible tells us to put on the armor of God, Steve put on his super suit.
The first the messenger of Ephesians 6:14a. The first piece of armor we read about is the belt of truth. The belt of truth is like a tool belt. It is where we store all our knowledge of God. So when we put on the belt of truth, that means we learn about the truth of God and we keep it close to us, like we wear a belt close to our body. The belt of truth is kind of like Captain America's utility belt. His belt holds various explosive ammo gadgets like a small microchip that disrupts all electronic equipment. Everything he needs to help him fight evil is on that belt. Everything we can ever need to know to fight evil is the truth, and we wear the truth tied around us. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to Father except through me.
From the breastplate on Captain America's suit protects his heart while he is in battle. Our armor from God comes with a breastplate too. The breastplate we get from God is called the breastplate of righteousness. This means that when we put on the breastplate of righteousness, we are protecting our hearts from the battle of sin and learning to be righteous. Psalms 5:8. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me.
Captain America wears his boots to protect his feet and keep him walking safely on the battlefield. In Psalms 119:105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." When we follow God's word, we can walk in peace that God is guiding us through our battlefield. Captain America's special shield is made from an indestructible alloy capable of absorbing kinetic energy, just as Captain America's shields can withstand as from Thor's hammer or Hulk's fist. For that matter, our shield of faith makes us unmoved by spiritual assault. Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
As you can guess, Captain America wears his helmet to protect his head from any attack that could injure his head. Our helmet is represented as salvation because it protects our thinking from things Satan may throw our way to confuse us or make us question our faith. Isaiah 12:2 says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation." We are confident that we will spend forever in heaven because God has saved us through Jesus Christ.
Captain America uses several different weapons to defeat his enemies, but we only have one. It says the most powerful weapon we could ever wield. This verse shows us that the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, whenever Satan tempted Jesus to sin, Jesus fought back by quoting from the word of God. With this sword every day, he takes good care of it, make sure his sword is always sharp. We keep our sword of the Spirit sharp by reading the Bible every day and memorizing scripture with the help of Jesus and become experts and experts, and we can all win.
That was supposed to be win against sin. Sparky looks ready for a battle, right? Yeah? You think he could just charge into whatever battle he wanted to now? No matter what the circumstance? Woo, I should have known that one was coming. I should have been prepared for that one. It's an invisible one. Yeah. Once we're equipped, once we take the time to allow Christ into our hearts and equip us with his armor, he doesn't just shove us into whatever battle without a plan. He gave us a plan. It's right here. All we have to do is read. He gives us an answer for everything that we could possibly face in our lives. All we have to do is take the time to read it and to obey it. That's the hardest part, is obeying. We have been working on this for over a month now. We've been learning this. We've been reading the scriptures. But our nerves get in the way. This morning, you guys did awesome. Good job. I am so proud of you. There is nothing that we can do to prepare ourselves except for allowing God to take control, putting on our armor, and walking out into the world as the superhuman Christian that God has called us to be. I battled with sharing this, but I feel like I need to. I had a blatant example of this very thing this week. Most mornings when I wake up, I get up 30 minutes before my kids. I set my alarm so that I am up. I have time to read my Bible and pray and just kind of start my day nice and easy, slow, and collect myself before I, you know, have to deal with four kids that are groaning about getting out of bed and, you know, the normal morning routine. Friday morning, I woke up, and I did not feel good. I felt awful. I ached from head to toe. My stomach was upset. I felt nauseous. I did not feel good. So when my alarm went off, instead of getting up, reading my Bible, praying, doing my devotion for the day, I decided to just turn it off and roll over and go back to sleep. I was tired and I did not feel like getting out of bed. 7 o'clock, our alarm went off. That's the time that my kids wake up to be at school. I groaned within myself because I did not want to get out of the bed. Forced myself up, went to the door, and I warned my kids. I didn't feel good, and not to push me this morning. This is not the best way to wake up your kids, because then they were groaning and moaning and complaining because they had to get out of bed. And then it was, mom didn't want to cook breakfast, so they had to eat cereal. And why did they have to eat cereal? Our whole day, our whole morning went downhill, slippery slope, so fast. I'm standing at the kitchen counter and I'm preparing to make lunch boxes. I can't find Terry's. Javen still has half the lunch from yesterday in it. And I just blew up. I lost it. I yelled at my kids. And they all knew that it was over. It was done. Mom was not happy. I had scared and crying kids at my kitchen table eating breakfast. I left the room. I put myself in a timeout. Because as soon as I looked over at that table and I saw my kids, I knew that I had to stop. So I put myself in a timeout. I left the room. Gathered myself. Went back in, apologized. They finished breakfast. I hunted down the lunchbox that was left in the van. Threw together quick lunches for the kids. And on the way to school, I apologized. And I prayed that they would have a better day. They knew that it hurt me as much as it did them, that I did what I did. I went back home, settled the two younger ones in, and I went to my room, and I hit the reset button. I didn't want the rest of the day to go the way that my morning had. I stepped back into my closet, and I put on my armor. And it's not easy. I'm sure if I hadn't really stopped and thought about it and looked at what my attitude and what I was doing was affecting my kids, I'm sure our day could have went a lot worse. I grew up with a mom who was abusive. I know how bad it could have gotten. But when we take the time, when we stop, when we step back and we say, God, help me. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be at work and you just went off on your coworker because they didn't do something right or they took your donut that was in the donut box and you were planning on going and getting it. You just hadn't got there yet. Or your professor who gives you a pop quiz in the middle of the day and you're like, what just happened? It doesn't matter where you are, because he walks with us. You can hit reset anywhere, anytime. You do not have to let the world keep dragging you down. Hit reset. Allow God to give you your armor. You suit up. You can tackle anything because he gave you the equipment that you need. He gave us the equipment that we need to get through every day, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstances. You can wake up knowing you're going to have the worst day ever because of whatever the plan may be for the day. You may be going into surgery and you know what? That's the most important time to put on the armor, to start your day with God. When you know that it's not going to be a good day, it's the best time. Don't wait until you've blown up at your kids or whoever is around you. He's not going to send us into a battle that we can't face as long as we've taken the time to read the battle plan and put on the armor. We are all superheroes. It doesn't matter what evil is attacking us in our day. The plan's in place. We just have to follow it. And that's what we challenge you to do. Follow the battle plan. Suit up. I guess we could say, Christians, assemble, right?